This is Jay Sekulow, the prosecution resting its case against the abortionist Gosnell.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
There's a murder trial in Pennsylvania that I know you know is getting a lot of attention, more attention than the media was not getting a lot of attention. Kermit Gosnell, this doctor who's accused of delivering some babies who were literally screaming and then beheading them. He's facing murder charges on that. It hasn't been decided yet, obviously still on trial. Is the president following this at all? Does the White House have any reaction to that kind of situation that is alleged?
Well, I'll say two things. One, the president is aware of this. Two, the president does not and cannot take a position on an ongoing trial.
The horrific murder of innocent children was repeated over and over again in the clinic. But amazingly enough, only the children fully out of the womb are considered murder victims. Can someone explain to me how the children of the same age, size, and development who were still in the womb and are torn to pieces by surgical instruments are not victims of murder, but those who were delivered and then their spinal cord was cut 3 feet from their mother are victims of murder? I will never understand the strained logic that says if a child is killed where you cannot see them in the womb, it's a choice. But if you kill that child in the daylight, it's murder.
I think it's important to understand that this issue ultimately is about abortion and not live births, because if these are children who are being born alive, I at least have confidence that a doctor who is in that room is going to make sure that they're looked after.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
That was the statement of State Senator Barack Obama, when a Infant Born Alive Protection Act was debated in Illinois, and he voted against it. Interestingly, we're now in the fifth week of the trial of Kermit Gosnell. He is the abortionist in Pennsylvania. Jurors learned yesterday about severed hands and feet kept in Gosnell in jars of formaldehyde, clogged toilets with aborted babies, arms and legs, and on it goes. I mean, horrific situation with Gosnell. The president is aware of it, but can't comment on it other than saying, you know, abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Well, and the whole argument that's existing right now that live birth abortions are never happening, well, they're happening right there and were happening in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it's finally now getting media coverage because people are talking about it. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. At the same time, in Delaware, a clinic has been closed and is under investigation by the state attorney general's office there. Why? Because of the practices of five, what they call, quote, botched abortions. How do you feel about your taxpayer dollars going to this? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The president of the United States is about to speak in the Boston matter. Let's go to that for just a moment here in the memorial service, if we can. Let's go to this for a moment.
Thank you. Please. Hello, Boston.
That's some way to start a memorial service. Hello, Boston. I'm going to stop it right there. We're going to go back to the Gosnell trial. We're praying for the people in Boston, which is what the president should have said. But he acted like this was a pep rally. And people are mourning the loss of including an 8-year-old. That was the most ridiculous statement coming out of a president of the United States I think I've ever heard. I'm not going to comment any further on that. Jordan, let's do this. We're going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But we're now starting to see attention going to this trial in Pennsylvania.
That's right. The mainstream media was only able to go so long without trying to cover this. And basically what you saw is a kind of a dominoes effect. First, they tried to explain why they didn't cover it. Then they explained why it took so long, and now they are explaining it. But it's as we expected. You know, the New York Times attacked one of our Washington Post blogs I co-wrote with Matt Clark here at ACLJ. And the New York Times editor of their op-ed page attacked our blog because of its focus on abortion and Gosnell. They didn't want to make the connection, as if it was two different things.
Folks, we're fighting for freedom here, and we are offering foundations of freedom, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. You go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And the president's statement just then was just unbelievable. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's website at aclj.org. Also, stay informed through Twitter and Facebook, bringing you breaking news and analysis as it happens. The ACLJ aggressively works to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. That's our commitment to you. Cornerstone of our mission since the ACLJ began nearly 25 years ago. The ACLJ on the front lines, and we want you to have an important resource, free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Stay in touch with the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We're going to get into more about this Gosnell trial, but it is incredible. The defense is resting its case, or starting their case, rather, on Monday. And I think what you're going to see is the resting of the case by the prosecutor either today or tomorrow. But the testimony has been absolutely horrific in this case. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Hey, Fan, I know there's been a lot of calls by members of Congress to get media coverage here. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, there's actually a letter sent by more than 70 members of Congress, Jay, led by Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, actually demanding coverage, saying you've covered a lot of other trials that are, not nearly as significant, not nearly as horrific as this one, and yet you've refused to cover it. And I think that might be part of the reason that we're starting to see some coverage, but obviously the biggest reason is folks like us. We're talking about it. The American people are rising up and demanding that it be covered. But, Jay, you talked about some of this. This is horrific testimony. You're talking about feet. And hands kept as trophies. It's horrific.
I've deposed these. I haven't deposed Gosnell, but I've deposed these late-term abortionist folks. And let me tell you, it's hard to describe what it's like and what they're doing. The president was asked about this. Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show. Let me have you listen to it.
Have you been watching the Gosnell trial? Are you following it? And do you think it animates a larger debate about abortion in this country?
Well, I'm familiar with it. I can't comment on it because it's an active trial. What I can say is this. I think President Clinton said it pretty well when he said abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. If
this is coming from the same president, by the way, that said he knows the doctor would take care of a baby born alive during a botched abortion procedure, which is obviously not the case. And we had that whole situation in Florida last 2 weeks ago. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're taking your calls. By the way, we're offering today our Foundations of Freedom, which is the Declaration of Independence, which has, we're endowed by our Creator, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. That we have in our Foundations of Freedom. We want to send it to you at 1-877-989-2255. We'll send you a copy, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Jordan, before we do, let's describe again your article that you and Matt did that was in the Washington Post was noted in the New York Times in a because they didn't like the tie-in between the Gosnell trial and abortion.
That's right. And so what we did, we wrote a piece about how it's so interesting that, there's so much outrage. And we expect the media to cover this. There's pressure. There's members of Congress demanding the media cover it. And yet, if Gosnell had done these abortions a week earlier, no outrage. No demanding the media to cover it. And that, let's all be honest here, that the reason why there's outrage is because the people really don't like these procedures. They realize what we are paying for. Planned Parenthood had just had a facility shut down in Delaware, shut down, botched abortions. We've been contacting the CDC because they have all these statistics about infant deaths and when it occurs. And literally, just trying to get straight statistics has not been so easy. You will call, and some people will tell you, okay, here's the statistic on botched abortion deaths. Then you'll call and say that doesn't exist. I mean, this is heavily politicized because of the abortion industry. And the New York Times and every other pro-abortion liberal in the country hates the fact that this is the real face of abortion. A smiling, murdering doctor with baby feet and heads and arms and legs in his facility, and a bunch of other staff who, though they're giving evidence, the fact that they were doing this, folks, they're pretty sick too. The cleaning guy is pulling out arms, but he doesn't think this is an issue. But you know why? You go to a legal abortion facility, guess what there? Arms and legs. I mean, this is not fake. This is the real face of abortion being exposed. And I hope stories like this, as gruesome as they are, will be the ultimate downfall of Planned Parenthood, so that maybe a decade from now, the Planned Parenthood is an afterthought in America because everyone realized that they were a bunch of woman-killing, baby-killing, really, they're targeting the poorest, they're targeting the immigrants, but they're liberals, so it's not racist or sexist what they're doing. I mean, that's the bottom line truth.
And folks, we're paying for it, and we're paying for it to the tunes of millions and billions of dollars by over the number of years. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yep, back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110. Margie in Massachusetts, line one. Margie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Margie.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for your wonderful work that you do in God's ministry, getting this word out to the people. For what it's worth, I just wanted to say I did email the White House yesterday. I just sent a, contact us and said, why are we listening to the media about what's going on in the Boston Marathon, people being killed, and the Sandy Hook Elementary, but we don't hear anything about this. I had to dig down a few pages and copy a link of something I found on Google about this horrific trial and emailed that off. And I just wanted to also know,
I'll tell you why you're not getting coverage of this. Number one, it's interfering with the pro-abortion narrative. This is not what they want. They don't want to see the gruesomeness and reality of abortion displayed before the American public, number one. Number two, the President of the United States, while I respect the office, I completely disagree with his policy on this. Let me play for you. This is Ed Henry from Fox News, number 16, and points out the President, as a state senator, voted against a bill that would have prohibited exactly what Gosnell did. Listen.
The President, as a state senator in 2003, voted against a bill that would provide medical care, as I understand, to babies who would be born after a botched abortion like this. And the president at the time said he couldn't support it as a state senator because he felt like any doctor in that situation would take care of a child. When you hear this kind of evidence, it suggests there's at least one doctor who apparently did not. I understand you can't deal with the deliberations of the case, but is there some legislative solution or at least a conversation that needs to happen in Washington?
Yeah, well, the conversation in Washington that needs to happen is, Fan, why are we giving them money? Why are we giving Planned Parenthood money to do this?
Yeah, well, to the tune of $542 million a year. You're talking about $500 million each and every year to Planned Parenthood. And by the way, since 2002, that baby born alive has been defined as a human being under federal law, and the president could have at least acknowledged that. But, Jay, I would say this. This is just the latest illustration of how radical the pro-abortion arena has become. They're not just content to advocate for killing in the womb. They are now advocating for infanticide. And when we have direct evidence of that occurring, they are intentionally looking the other way.
Tomorrow on the broadcast, we're going to let you know how you can engage this issue by joining a petition to fight against Planned Parenthood directly. But Ed Henry pressed on this question, comparing it to the gun debate. Listen to number 17.
On guns, you were just saying we need common sense reform. We need to save lives. In this case, do we need to be saving lives as well?
Well, again, you're relating it to a case that I can't comment on and the president can't comment on. I would simply say that the president's position on choice is very clear.
Yeah, it's very clear, and it's pro-choice. And I guess his narrative just isn't working out very well in the way that it's coming down in the Gosnell trial. And it'll be very interesting to see what the defense tries to put on next week. I'm almost tempted to go to the hearing
But we'll get somebody there and get some reports coming from the hearing on this, because it's unbelievable what I'm sure is going to be going on in Philadelphia next week at that trial. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, do you think that maybe the reaction by the New York Times, I mean, to be mentioned by name in their editorial page in response to what you said, shows you how duplicitous they are?
Well, listen, they will blame the Senate Republicans and some of the Democrats yesterday for, by the way, voting against the new assault weapons ban, 60-40. So 20 votes short of getting to the 60 votes necessary to move the floor to the debate. Or how about voting down the background check, which was a supposed compromise that had no working plan on how it would be enforced and how it would be tracked. So guess what? It goes down. And the president said yesterday was a shameful day in Washington. A shameful day in Washington. This is why the FBI and the CIA and our intelligence are trying to find the guys who put bombs at the Boston Marathon, and they can't find them. And you're going to call the senators in Washington who disagree with you on gun control legislation that everyone has agreed does nothing to prevent any of the gun crimes that we were focused on, using the parents in Newtown, things like that, acting as if that would prevent these background checks. A kid from taking his parents' weapon? No. And nothing with mental health, by the way.
Right.
So, again, this was a shameful day in Washington to the president. Meanwhile, our law enforcement officials are tracking down either domestic or foreign terrorists.
Yeah.
And they say now it looks like two individuals who are on the run in the United States of America who blew up the Boston Marathon.
And instead, the president calls a press conference to admonish Congress, including his own party, for not passing the gun reform. That's what the president did yesterday afternoon. I mean, think about this for, you know, I respect the office of the president. We played the sound bites when he came out and finally used the word terrorism on Tuesday. The fact of the matter is, I'm telling you what's going on here, folks. These scenarios, whether it's the Gosnell trial or whether it's Boston, it's not fitting the narrative that the government leadership wants it to fit. And I suspect, I don't know this, but I suspect we're going to find that out in the days ahead. We'll be taking your calls when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. But look, we know how our government's supposed to work because we have a Constitution, a Declaration of Independence, and a Bill of Rights. It's called Foundations of Freedom. We want to send it to you absolutely free. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also get updated information at ACLJ.org. But you need to get the Constitution today, especially when our liberties are under attack. 877-989-2255.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's website at aclj.org. Also, stay informed through Twitter and Facebook, bringing you breaking news and analysis as it happens. The ACLJ aggressively works to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. That's our commitment to you. Cornerstone of our mission since the ACLJ began nearly 25 years ago. The ACLJ on the front lines, and we want you to have an important resource free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Stay in touch with the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Yes, everyone, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We got a lot of calls coming in on the Gosnell matter, which obviously is going to be in the news a lot next week as well. We'll make sure it's in the news. Let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110.
Danita's in Texas on line 5. Danita, welcome to JSEC-Yo Live.
Hi, Danita. And a horrible tragedy down there in Waco yesterday with that explosion at that fertilizer factory. And finally, it was 15 people killed. Our hearts and thoughts to our friends in Texas. But go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I thank you for bringing these things to the forefront, because I did have a botched abortion from Planned Parenthood about 20 years ago. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello?
I'll tell you what. We're going to come back. We hear what you said. You said you had a botched abortion from Planned Parenthood 20 years ago. Unfortunately, it's not that uncommon. And what happened in Delaware, I think, is a perfect example of the scenario of where the Planned Parenthood apparently is starting to get under microscopes. And these, by the way, are abortion-friendly states when you're looking at Delaware. And I think, Jordan, the reality is this Gosnell trial, again, I keep using the phrase, it's ruining their narrative. That's why they don't like discussing it.
Well, I mean, this is absolutely true. I think, you know, I mean, I actually tie all this together. In politics, you'll see things connected that politicians want you to connect, and they will disconnect things that they don't want you to connect. So I think with the bombings, you know, there's been this downplay. It is politically incorrect to suggest that what's on everybody's mind is that, well, the people who created this kind of bomb are Muslims. And it's more likely than not that when you have more than one individual involved, it's likely would be an Islamic terror event. Why? Because the Al-Qaeda handbook. Yet at the same time, we're not really focusing on that. Everyone has to be so politically correct. Everyone's afraid to say that. And that's not to say that it's definitely, but there are one of two individuals likely involved here, Muslims or white supremacists. I'm saying it. I'm a white guy. Muslims or white supremacists. That's about it. I mean, I don't really need to bother with anybody else based on our history. Same thing goes here with the abortion issue. Okay? We have to push the media to cover Gosnell. And guess what happens when you push the mainstream media to cover anything involving abortion? They'll blame you, which is now what they've done. And they've said that the reason why Gosnell existed is because of anti-abortion restrictions. That's what they've said. So they've actually blamed the pro-life community for what happened in that clinic in Philadelphia. And that is what happens, again, when they want to make a connection, they'll use it. When they don't want to make a connection because it hurts their narrative on tolerance and religion of peace and all of this, they won't. And that's just politics, and that's being brave enough to come out and just say the truth in the face of this, and a lot of the pro-life community has on the Gosnell matter. And I think on this terror matter, you know, as the days go on, more and more people are starting to come out and say what they really believe.
Yeah, and you're going to start seeing it, I think, more and more, actually, as we discuss this. 1-800-684-3110. Remember, folks, we're here for another half hour. You can hear the entire broadcast on SiriusXM or ACLJ.org, where we're streaming it live. Let's get another phone call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to let's say Therese in California on line 6. Therese, welcome to JSEC-Yo Live.
Hi, Therese.
Yes, hello, and thank you for being a voice for us.
Sure.
I'm not for hurting animals. Excuse me, but every time somebody mistreats an animal, you hear about it. Not every time, but you hear about it on the news, and it's usually on the news every hour on the hour because they mistreated a dog or whatever. And that's terrible. But we're murdering millions of babies, and I believe in animal rights, but I believe more in human rights. And it's sad that we don't have a president that has the courage to call it what it is.
Well, he is. Listen, this is the most pro-abortion. Is it fair to say that this is the most pro-abortion administration we've seen in our lifetime?
No question about it. From funding of industries like Planned Parenthood to the issue of Obamacare, where abortion was a central pillar of the legislation, they absolutely are. And listen, Therese is right. You want to talk about the terminology here? They use phrases like botched abortion. Well, let me tell you what botched abortion means. That means that the person survived. the person survived the botched abortion. That's what you heard from Congressman James Lankford in that open there about the strained logic that it requires to say, yes, you can kill it before it emerges, but no, you can't kill it after. And what we've seen in the Gosnell trial, Jay, is that the abortion industry largely believes that you can kill it afterwards as well. So most abortion administration ever? Absolutely.
I tell you something, folks, and you and I are funding it, which is the thing that bugs me the most. Again, you need to get our great booklet called Foundations of Freedom so you get a real understanding of this at 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And if you want that booklet, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll send it right to you. Let's grab another phone call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. A lot of calls have been coming in. People have been holding on the line. Michael in California, line three, has been holding. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing, Jay?
Good. You're on the air, sir.
How you doing?
Michael, we're okay. Go ahead.
I'm
tell you what. We're going to come back to Michael in a minute. You got to be ready to go when we put you on. Let's go to John in Florida on line four. Hi, John. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. You're on the air.
On the topic of the abortion and Planned Parenthood, I know in Florida that if you cause a motor vehicle accident of a pregnant woman,
right,
the life of the fetus is terminated, the state will pick up the charge without her and prosecute you for vehicular manslaughter.
Correct. It's a double homicide or double vehicular manslaughter. Right. It's a double standard. It's called the abortion distortion. The rules change when it's involving abortion. I think it's the statement that said that we played at the beginning of the broadcast, if that child was 3 feet a difference, if 3 feet outside the womb, it's prosecuted as murder. Inside the womb, that same child, life is destroyed, and we call it what? Choice. I mean, that's where the whole thing is absolutely outrageous. Congressman Chris Smith, who's been on this broadcast and such a fighter for life, just went to the floor of the House of Representatives just a few days ago. Listen to what he said, number 24.
Again, I ask my colleagues and I ask the news media, why the blackout? Will America ever be told the brutality of abortion and the violence that is commonplace inside the abortion industry? Or will the media continue to censor, and in this case, censor a trial of the century that exposes all of the all-too-inconvenient truth that not only are unborn children destroyed in these killing centers by being decapitated and dismembered, but that even babies who survive the abortion can't escape the deadly hand of these child predators.
Jordan, you know, with the media outcry now, New York Times eventually sends a reporter, then they pull the reporter. What's going on here?
Well, I think what's going on here is the media doesn't want to cover it because it's abortion, and it makes abortionists look bad. It makes Planned Parenthood look bad. They are pro-abortion. They are supportive, I think, of the eugenics leading survival of the fittest, and let's crush those who are not smart enough and not educated enough. This is that whole elitist mentality. I mean, they call the other side racist for being against it and bigots for being against abortion. Yet here we have doctors killing women, doctors who are killing babies outside the womb, and yet we are to blame. We are to blame for this. But the truth is, they'd be happy for these doctors to continue on. Planned Parenthood is against Born Alive legislation. The only time they've ever supported it was in Florida after they were shamed into it. President Obama is against Born Alive legislation. They think that what Gosnell did, or any abortion that delivers a live birth, should be able to kill that baby outside the womb. That's what they believe, and that's why the media doesn't want to cover it.
And that's why we fight for life, and you need to know what the Constitution says about that. Call now and get Foundations of Freedom, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We'll have up-to-date information on the trial and everything that's going on there. Or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment. We gotta stay
strong. There's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. It's called the Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
Talking about freedom.
United States goes to a memorial service in Boston, Massachusetts, where you had Momo Yah playing the cello in a somber occasion, and he gets a nice round of applause, and he gets up there and screams, "Hello, Boston!" And we've got a dead 8-year-old and two other people killed and a lot of people in the hospital missing limbs. You know, I don't, sometimes I wonder what they're doing. It's like saying, we're going to find out why they did this. Well, let me tell you why they did it. They hate us. And Jordan said something before, which I'm sure some people are listening to the broadcast saying, I can't believe Jordan said it, but he's right. The fact is, it's either a white supremacist group or Muslim radicals. That's it. That's the likely two groups that you got to look at here. And we all have theories, and we don't know who it is yet. But the FBI, you know they've got a good idea. And it's one of the two. And let's just say it. It's not politically correct. And if it is Islamic extremism, how does that fit into their narrative? About as well as Gosnell's trial in Pennsylvania finishing into their pro-choice, pro-abortion narrative. Not very well. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. The hypocrisy is, to me, unbelievable here. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, back to the phones. We go 1-800-684-3110. Ahan in New York on line one. Ahan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yeah. Regarding the president issue and the agenda of the gun control, he's on a crusade to save America's children. But yet, on the flip the coin, he's supporting the abortion to destroy these little babies and children.
Right.
Isn't the president being a little hypocritical or contradicting himself?
Completely hypocritical, and it's showing you this. First of all, this is a president that when he was a state senator said he would not support infant born alive because he was confident. Let's get that bite where he said he was confident that the doctors that were there doing the abortion, if the child was born alive through a, quote, botched abortion, that in fact he would be confident that that doctor would take care of the child. Do we have that bite? Let's go ahead and play it.
I think it's important to understand that this issue ultimately is about abortion and not live births, because if these are children who are being born alive, I at least have confidence that a doctor who is in that room is going to make sure that they're looked after.
Yeah, really? Well, it's not exactly how it worked out then, State Senator. It's exactly the opposite. Listen to what Ed Henry, asking Jay Carney, the press secretary, said, number 17.
On guns, you were just saying we need common sense reform. We need to save lives. In this case, do we need to be saving lives as well?
Well, again, you're relating it to a case that I can't comment on and the president can't comment on. I would simply say that the president's position on choice is very clear. His position on the basic principle that, as President Clinton said, abortions ought to be safe, legal, and rare is very clear.
Everything's very clear. What's also very clear is these abortionists around the world, around the United States, are getting caught, Jordan. That's what's really clear right now.
Absolutely. I mean, and that is the truth.
They're getting caught.
They're getting caught murdering. They're getting caught killing outside the womb. And by the way, Planned Parenthood supports that. Planned Parenthood is against laws that would ban this. So is the president. They think that it should be up to the abortionist to decide who lives and dies after a birth. Of course, this is not a surprise if you're part of the pro-life community, which is why I think the pro-life community, honestly, knew that this was something they had to seize on, that it was finally being exposed in the courts by prosecutors, which is rare. You know, Planned Parenthood, so many facilities get shut down and so little criminal liability. So little criminal liability. Why? You know, the prosecutions get dropped. It's political. New attorney generals come in and they drop and destroy files. I mean, they drop the case. This is typical. It's a time, folks, where we have the momentum on the side of life, and it's a time we must take advantage of.
Delaware Department of Health and Services said that they're the ones doing the investigation. They said, we rarely inspect abortion clinics. We don't have the staff to do it. But this time they did, and what they found even made the pro-abortion state of Delaware concerned. All right, folks, 877-989-2255. If you want Foundations of Freedom, we'll send it right out to you absolutely free. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can also get updated information. Let me encourage you to go there, aclj.org. We're going to be back with your calls in just a moment if you want to talk to us on air. 1-800-684-3110.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's website at aclj.org. Also, stay informed through Twitter and Facebook, bringing you breaking news and analysis as it happens. The ACLJ aggressively works to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. That's our commitment to you. Cornerstone of our mission since the ACLJ began nearly 25 years ago. The ACLJ on the front lines, and we want you to have an important resource free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Stay in touch with the ACLJ online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow provides you with the vital information you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. Through our daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live, you get the latest news, and we provide you with critical insight and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. It's the kind of program that's getting a lot of attention and many new listeners, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time in my drive into Anchorage. It's a 50-mile commute into Anchorage. And his radio show happens to be on at the time that I usually drive in, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Whether it's about the Constitution, the courts, or the halls of Congress, Jay Sekulow and the American Center for Law and Justice cuts through the clutter, providing you with clear and concise news and analysis that you won't find anywhere else. Join the growing number of Americans who listen to Jay Sekulow Live every day. Find out how you can hear the show by going online at aclj.org/ontheradio.
Life is a golden opportunity to give and to love through uncertainty. Just like the Father reaches down to us, and through His Son, He grasps us to Himself.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. And we're taking your calls. Stan, let me ask you the question that's in everybody's mind whenever you hear the things about Planned Parenthood, and the question is why? Why are they still getting funding? They're being investigated by state agencies, the federal government. They should be indicted for some of the things they do, and yet they're getting our money still in huge numbers, more each year.
The answer is twofold, Jay. It's ideology and it's politics. Planned Parenthood is, yes, they're a policy operation, but they are a political operation as well. They're one of the few organizations that are in the room when major policy pieces like Obamacare are decided. So the president is beholden to them. He has to advance their agenda. He has to continue funding them, Jay, no matter how radical they get. They've gone from abortion to infanticide, and now, Jay, they are standing by the side of a monster who has killed women and babies and then kept their body parts as trophies. And they are not coming against that. But it's ideology and it's politics, and the president is wed to them.
Well, to me, it's disgusting. And I think it's all part and parcel of where we are as a country when we look at this issue. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, Jordan, who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go. We'll just go with people that have been holding on the longest. We'll start with Victor in Colorado, line five. Victor, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, Jay. Billy Graham made a statement in 1962, and it was this. He said, if God doesn't judge America for all the wrongs done, He's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. What we have to do is we have to call abortion for what it is. It's evil. The Bible says, to know to do good and you don't is sin, and sin is evil. And I believe with all my heart that God's favor is being lifted off this country, and all of this evil that's going on is the result. And unless we wake up, it's going to continue.
Well, you call it what it is, and that's what I call it. It's evil. It's murder. The fact that, you know, there's indictments of the seven children that were killed after they were out of the womb. 10 minutes earlier, they would have not been indictments at all. It would have been deemed legal. That's the tragedy of all of this, but it certainly makes it worse when you look at what's going on here, and the administration's pro-abortion agenda is just incredible, and you're seeing it fulfilled right before our eyes. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Who is next?
Yep, back to the phones we go, and we'll just go again. Who's been holding on the longest? Tracy in Illinois, line two. Tracy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tracy. You're on the air.
Hi, I was calling. I'm kind of pro-life, pro-choice. I don't.
What does that mean?
Say that.
What does pro-life, pro-choice mean?
I think it kind of depends on the woman's situation.
Okay, well, let's take a situation like this one and see if we're on the same page. The medical testimony in the Gosnell trial, Tracy, is that one of the children that were killed after they were delivered or after the botched abortion was perfectly healthy. Quote, no fetal abnormalities. I don't believe that's an excuse for abortion, by the way, but no fetal abnormalities, but yet it was done. Would you think that's wrong?
That's completely wrong.
Okay.
I believe if it's a botched abortion, it's wrong, because if the child can be saved, if life can be saved once the abortion is like gone through with it or
right.
whatever, that's life. You mean?
Well, how come it's not life then if it was 10 minutes before that? Why is it not life if it was 10 minutes before that and the child was still inside the womb of the mother?
You know, because I'm a young woman.
Uh-huh.
I love the Lord.
Okay.
I believe he blesses, you know, he blessed and curses us. I don't know if abortion, if I can say it helped my life. I don't know if that's right to say. I feel bad. Emotionally, I went through a lot of, I was very hurt.
Uh-huh.
By doing that, but I felt like it was a choice I had to make between bringing this child who I...
Oh, looks like we lost you there. Well, that's a pro-abortion position. I don't understand your personal circumstance. Obviously, you were getting into some of that. But the fact of the matter is this. That to me, that's a taking of a human life, and that's just the way I see it. And I don't understand how Planned Parenthood is getting away with this, Jordan and Than. They continue to get away with it. To me, it's mind-boggling that this is happening.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that we accept these kind of excuses, and I think that's just wrong.
That's what that was.
This is an admitting that you're killing. Well, in America, if you admit that you kill, it's murder, and you can try to justify it, but you know, don't try to morally justify it, and don't try. You know, you can rely on the law you want, but see, people aren't even relying on the law. They're saying, well, you know, in my circumstance, my this, my that. Well, that's why we have. You know, adoption and, you know,
crisis
you're
pregnancy
an adult.
Centers. Right.
We're talking to people who are adults here, and when you're an adult, life is full of consequences. Some are good consequences, some are bad consequences, and some are unexpected. But I don't see anywhere in the Bible, if you're such a strong person of faith, where it says, you know, hey, just flout the consequences of life and murder the unborn, and, you know, don't worry, you know, any bad decision you make, everything will turn out good, and just handle it with, you know, it's just, it doesn't, this is not... none of it adds up. It doesn't add up even if you aren't
no.
a Christian. Morally, people know this is wrong.
Right.
President Obama can say whatever he wants about keeping it so rare in this. Why do you need $1 billion a year to keep abortion so rare? How about tell the truth about abortion? You know what? A lot of women probably would just go through with the pregnancy if they realized the risk they're taking in ever being able to have children later in life. These people like Gosnell who were referring, you know, people referred these women to him. What about them? Aren't they accessories to this crime? Any of the abortion facilities that said, including some in D.C., that said, we can't do it, but, you know, there are places you can.
Well, you know, the other thing, that, of course, that's reality here, and she hung up or her phone got disconnected, but I think, you know what happens? When she started to explain, and I'm trying to be empathetic here, when she tried to explain, you're listening to yourself, and it doesn't make any sense. It's a child. You know, we have developed this callousness in our culture. That's why the New York Times picks out of, I want people to understand this. Jordan puts a blog that he writes for, he and Matt Clark put up, that is in the Washington Post. The New York Times editorial page picks up that blog and says, I can't believe that Jordan Sekulow and Matt Clark of the ACLJ and that the Washington Post published this because they tied in Gosnell and abortion. Oh, my goodness. Gosnell wasn't doing appendectomies. He wasn't doing tonsillectomies. He wasn't doing back surgery. He was killing children. And he's been indicted for it. And Planned Parenthood says, well, this is the reason why abortion gets a bad name, because of the conservatives. No, it's because they're engaged in a barbaric, hideous, unbelievably grotesque practice that we should not be tolerating in a civilized society.
And then again, I ask you the question you had up our government affairs. When will the voice of the American people be enough and say we're not giving these people another nickel of our money?
When the federal officials start paying attention to these cases. And by the way, Jay, this case involving the abortionist Gosnell, it's not the first. We talked about Leroy Carhart just a few weeks ago, who women were dying at her hands. This is not a new phenomenon. And I would just say this, Jay, to the last caller, life isn't easy. I've got three children. It's not easy to raise them, but it doesn't change the fact that it is still the taking of a life. And I would just also say this, the abortion lines in this country for quote-unquote unwanted children is far beyond the number of children that are available for adoption. So that is always an option that is available. But this is only going to end when the American people rise up to the extent that the federal officials can no longer ignore them.
You know, the fact of the matter is I've deposed these guys, not Gosnell, but I've deposed these other abortionists. And when you depose them, you realize the depravity of what they're dealing with. I mean, these are people that have not only callous disregard for human life, they are abusing these women. That's part of the victim here is not just the child. It's also the woman who's been subjected to this. And this guy was keeping fetal body parts as a trophy for his acts. He should get the maximum penalty allowed by law. And the president of the United States saying, oh, I'm sorry, I can't comment on an ongoing case. First of all, that's not true. He's not the, if this isn't a federal case, it's a state prosecution, number one. Number two, this goes against the agenda. Folks, again, the narrative that's being played, it's the same thing in the tragedy of Boston. The narrative that is well could well be developing here is not going to be the narrative that is the White House likes. Jordan said it. There's two groups possibly responsible for this. And you got to say it. It's either a white supremacist group or Islamic terrorist. And nobody wants to say that. No picture. You know, I understand for reasons they're not releasing the pictures for investigatory reasons, except it would be good at this point as a former prosecutor to know, hey, this is what these people look like that we think did it. Of course, the pictures are on the websites already. And it's self-explanatory why they do not want that narrative out there. But nevertheless, that's what we're dealing with, folks. We'll be taking more of your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. And again, foundations of freedom is what we want you to have. The Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. As we fight for life, call us at 1-877-989-2255. We're going to send you Foundations of Freedom. That's 877-989-2255. And updated information, of course, at ACLJ.com. .org. We'll be back with more in just a moment. That life came in the grafting. This life is a golden opportunity.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource.
free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about the Gosnell trial going on in Pennsylvania. The prosecution is resting today. The defense will pick up either tomorrow or on Monday. So I will keep you posted there. I just got word that I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's television broadcast tomorrow night. I don't know if it'll be on Boston or the Gosnell trial or what it might be. So we'll keep you posted during the day, but I'll be on his program tomorrow. And Jordan, I think you're scheduled to be with Shannon Bream on Sunday for an update on Pastor Saeed.
That's right. Nagman.
What is the latest on that, by the way?
You know, it got covered up before the news went to the Boston bombings on Monday. We had released new information about just severe beating. And I know people have been talking about negative news this week here in the United States and focusing on some pretty, but we have to deal with reality, right? I mean, that's our job as people. And a brutal beatings following when he was taken to the hospital. So he's taken to the hospital, didn't get care because the doctor wasn't there, and that's what he was told, yeah. And then taken back and just severely beaten. So, you know, we'll continue to update people on that. I know it's been a tough week, and we've continued to post updates at Facebook and on ACLJ.org.
We're also getting reports that the ricin has now, in the auxiliary sites where they did the final testing, has tested positive for ricin. They've also caught the person that did it. So that was someone that was known, evidently, in Washington circles, and that person has been arrested. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go to line 6, Robert from North Carolina.
Hey, Robert. Welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Robert.
Mr. Secchio, I want to say something. I listen to your show, and I hear about these women that call in and talk about abortion. Well, I was dating this girl in college, and we became intimate, and I got pregnant. And at the time, she and I discussed it, and she had an abortion. And I regret that. To this day, I would like to say about a 23 or 25-year-old son, I would hope. And that's something I have to live with every day. And that's something that I regret every day, because that's what I did. That's a choice that I made and we made. And I regret it. And
you understand the forgiveness in Christ, though, too. I mean, I understand and I appreciate your honesty and your integrity in telling us the story, but there's also forgiveness. I understand the consequences of it, but I do want you to understand also the forgiveness in Christ. Those sins are washed away as if they never happened. But yeah, I'm glad you called in, because we often focus on the mother and we don't talk about the father often. And Robert, your testimony today, again, brings to the reality of what we're dealing with. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Let's get another phone call, Jordan.
Yeah, back to the phones. We go 1-800-684-3110. Rhonda in Ohio, line 3. Rhonda, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. Now, see, he sounds like somebody who faced what he did. I was listening to your show, and when I heard the young lady that called in, I had to call, because in my early adulthood, I had 2 abortions. And I was raised in church, but I did not have a good relationship with Jesus. And, you know, I was led to believe, you know, the myth of the, you know, oh, it's just tissue until it's, you know. And when you go to these clinics, you would not believe how horrible the doctors treat you. It's appalling.
Well,
and they
I don't even like calling them doctors. I mean, I think it's not fair to doctors. I call them abortionists. And I appreciate, again, your call on this. And, you know, what's happened up in Pennsylvania in that trial is this guy got caught. Okay? He got caught. He got caught doing an unbelievably horrific thing, because they're engaged in an unbelievably horrific practice. But this guy got caught. And now what we've done is put the media spotlight on it, and let alone the legal spotlight that's on it in Pennsylvania.
And it's not pretty. And it's exposing the underbelly of the abortion industry. And when you look at the underbelly of the abortion industry, this is what you get. And it's not pretty. It's reality. And I think we have to be cognizant of the fact that that's what we're fighting over right now. And we have to be clear that we are going to take the stand of life. And Than, I go back to you on this again and again. It is going to take the American people rising up and saying, no more. We are not going to fund Planned Parenthood. Not only are these people doing this, they are doing this with our money. That makes it a double crime in my view.
Yeah, and it's going to take the willingness of folks like us and the American people, Jay, to actually look at the facts of this horrible tragedy that has happened. I mean, you're right to call abortion evil. That's what it is. But what we're dealing with in this case, it's more than abortion. It was an abortion, and then it was infanticide. But that is the face of the abortion industry. They are willing to take the life of a child as defined under federal law since 2002. And Jay, as the American people, we have to rise up. We have to be willing to face these gruesome facts and demand change, because if we don't, nothing is going to change.
Jordan, were you surprised at the reaction to from the New York Times editorial page to your piece in the Washington Post?
I can't even believe this was the editor, by the way, of the New York Times editorial page. This is one of their top issues. You know, it's not keeping America safe. It is trying to constantly blame us for what happened to these women, when it is them who wants what is happening to happen to these women. This is what Planned Parenthood comes from: Nazi-esque eugenics. The elitists win the day. That's what they want. Well, who do you think these editorialists at the New York Times are? You know, Ivy League educated, think they're better than everything. Think they could tell immigrant women what's best for them, kill their babies outside the womb. But, you know, why? Because, well, they believe they're about to have 1.3 children, not three. And that they get to decide the demographic makeup. But again, folks, unfortunately, these communities have embraced their view. Why? I mean, it's exactly what they've wanted. But the fact that the New York Times will take the time to go after my blog with Matt Clark at the ACLJ, that their editor, who's got plenty of other things going on, right? I mean, the editor of their editorials, these are the most liberal editorial page nationally in the country, is spending time reading our blogs. Well, I think it's good about the ACLJ blogs that we're writing for the Washington Post. But what about going after the Washington Post for their editorial page that also covered the gospel? No, they don't do that at the New York Times. They go after the ACLJ guys. But that's fine with us, because it exposes how ridiculous they are. They want to blame the pro-life community for abortion. Go right ahead and try to sell that to the American people. The truth is, President Obama looked awkward when he talked about this. He looked like someone who wanted to ignore it, just like he said, hello, Boston, today. He doesn't like really dealing with reality. Unless it's for his own political gain, like gun control, which, by the way, failed so badly that most presidents would be embarrassed about how bad they used those families from those massacres at Sandy Hook, used them, and could not even get close to passing any gun legislation.
Including
their
own party.
No one trusts this president in Washington, D.C., including their own party, right.
But the president is so benign on these issues that he goes to Boston during a service and screams, hello, Boston. You know, it's not fitting their narrative, folks, and I suspect over the next 24 to 48 hours we're going to find out how bad it does not fit their narrative. We'll be back with more tomorrow on the broadcast, including more on the Gosnell trial, so we encourage you to do that. We've got our Foundations of Freedom. You can get that by calling us at 877-989-2255. The music today has been John Schlitt. You can go to johnwschlitt.com, get updated information from him, and, of course, you can go to iTunes and get his music. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
There's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
Protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. It's called the Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.com.